If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Radio show of Banksy
High Society Radio.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley, and straight back from Asia,
Chris from Brooklyn,
and straight night here, Bronx Johnny. He's in Chicago on his gaycation.
It's mad cold in Chicago right now.
Johnny's mad stupid. Was it mad cold in Asia?
No, look, that's check out the farmer's tan, dog.
Oh shit, you're looking good, dog. You're looking good. You're looking good with that good fucking Italian skin. That good Italian, unlike this Irish skin, which just burns. It just becomes red.
It's funny. You see, my arms, very Italian. My shoulders, very Irish. I'm very freckled up here.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about your body.
Yeah.
Now I do.
It's in zones.
This is great. This is great things to learn about, my friend.
My pale body is basically the Eurozone.
Ew. Ew, the Eurozone. It's fucking like equals to the dollar now. Fuck you, Europe. All right, you're listening to High Society Radio. IHS Radio Show on Twitter, patreon.com/High Society Radio. And last week was best of because Chris was in Asia and I had acquired pink eye and a bad cold.
How did you get pink eye?
I don't know how I got pink eye.
Were you teaching a fourth grade class?
No, I wasn't. I don't like being around children.
Did you have your face in an asshole?
No, I did not.
Well, I'm out of theories.
Hold on, I'm straight out. I don't believe there was any shit in my eye, as far as I know. But I got pink eye. It was the first time I ever acquired it. It was horrifying waking up with a... First of all, I wake up and like I think like my eyes like crusted close. Like it's like oh man, a lot of crust in my eye. This sucks. And then I realize, oh, I can't open my eye now. This is strange. I'll go to the bathroom. And then seeing my eye, fucking bloodshot red, and it looked like I got punched in the face. And then it was just like bloodshot red. It was disgusting and freakish looking.
So, but your mouth worked.
Yeah, my mouth worked.
So you could have done a podcast.
Well, dude, I fucking felt terrible. I also had
I came in with the gnarly burned up hand.
That's
that time.
A good point. Look, man, I couldn't do it. All right, and I apologize to the High Society.
I'm sure I've walked in here on a cane as well.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I came in with a fucking sling. I had too many things wrong with me, and you weren't here. So I was like, Johnny,
I think the main issue is that I wasn't here to call you a fag, because I think that's what needed to happen. Johnny's got a little bit more of a soft touch than I do when it comes to getting work done.
Yeah, Johnny's
lazy. Are you? Because it seems like you were given some rim jobs to get that pink eye going, dog.
I wasn't rimming anyone.
Like you were man 69ing.
I wasn't man 9ing. That's what I call it, man 9ing.
Gay nine. It's a good gay nine.
But whatever. This is a brand new show this week. And we broke the streak, I think. Well, I did give about a minute of new material, which I don't think counts.
A few people said we're kind of in the clear because me and Johnny did that bonus show for the Blizzard.
Oh, shit.
So technically.
We're good, son.
Yeah.
We're good. See? The streak's still alive. Everything's fine. No one worry. Yeah, so Johnny's on vacation. What was his exact vacation? He was going to go to Chicago with his boy?
Yeah, he's going with Balzac to Chicago to visit another dude, which, you know, if it was
vacation.
If it's either of us doing these things, he'd call us huge homos.
Yeah. Yeah, he would call us.
It looks some type of way. And right now, this looks some type of way.
Because you went to Bermuda or the Bahamas?
I went to Bermuda.
You went to Bermuda with a friend, a male friend.
A male friend.
His girlfriend dropped out, and he called you gay for going on vacation with him.
For taking a free trip to Bermuda.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of gay. He's kind of right. I mean, it's like some dude just takes you to Bermuda.
Well, I had to pay for my flight, but the hotel was already paid for, so it's just like, I mean, that dude didn't want to just go to Bermuda by himself.
All right, no doubt. How much was the flight?
$200.
Damn, son. That's some cheap gay action.
Exactly.
And then now, you know, Johnny planned this whole trip out. I guess why he's going to bang out Backpage hookers over there?
I mean, I would hope so. They're going to be pretty bundled up. It's fucking like 10 degrees in Chicago right now.
Damn, dog. What the hell is Johnny doing? What is he thinking?
His flight wasn't even that cheap, and neither was a hotel. I'm like, how could they possibly be booked up this weekend in Chicago? What's going on?
Is he going to the south side? Is that what he's trying to do?
Yeah, the Fairmont is in the south side of Chicago. Oh, it's weird. It's a very nice hotel, but I guess they were just trying to save on real estate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, south side. So, I mean, he very well, you know, we've joked around a lot about Johnny being dead when he's not here.
Yeah, yeah.
He very well could be dead by the by this time next week.
Yeah, I doubt he's going to live. I doubt he's going to live through this. It's pretty much just going to be me and you from now on.
That's weird. And we got cool. And there's big news next week.
Yeah, there is some news next week that could be exciting for everyone. But first of all, I want to talk about you just got back from Asia.
I did just get back from
How
Asia.
How long were you in Asia for?
10 days.
And what are all the countries you visited?
I went to Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
I went to Bali, which is in Indonesia. And I went to Japan. I went to Tokyo.
And how long were you? I thought you were supposed to go to Singapore, too.
I was going to go to Singapore, but I couldn't get a direct flight back, and the flight was going to be like 20-something hours, so I did Tokyo instead of Singapore.
That's a better idea, dude.
No, because Singapore is easier to see in a day.
Okay.
It's smaller and easier, and they have this place called the Four Floors of Whores there.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I may not have done that,
in
but
Singapore?
I would have wanted to like be near it.
You do have a girlfriend.
I know.
You didn't go to the giant whore condo?
I mean, I might have walked through it.
Uh-huh.
I did accidentally walk into a prostitute bar in Hong Kong.
Accidentally walk into
I swear to God, I walked into a strip club
because
it looked like a strip club.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was less of a strip club and more of just like some girls kind of dancing a little and then just trying to get you to let them blow you for money. And I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Because then I'm going to get blown.
Yeah, because if I stay here too long, I'm going to get blown. And then I went to a couple of other bars. I'm sitting in this bar that's kind of empty, like by myself, because it was like a Monday. Yeah. I was just having a couple. It was after I actually ate at Bo Innovation, which was great.
What's that?
It's a 3 Michelin star restaurant in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, I think, has the most Michelin starred restaurants. I ate 3 meals at restaurants there, at a 1, a 2. There was two Michelin star restaurants in my hotel.
Jesus Christ!
They're everywhere.
But someone's balling out.
Bo Innovation was. It was one of the best meals I ever had. I'll get into that in a second. Let me finish telling the story.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in this bar, just having a beer, and I notice like there's just...
Getting blown.
You're getting blown. Just swaths of like chicks going into this bar next door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, all right, maybe this is just like a poppin' bar. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to talk to girls, but I would like to be in a poppin' bar in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
So I go down there.
And
I order.
By the way, this vacation, you were in Hong Kong by yourself?
I was in Hong Kong and Tokyo by myself, and I was hanging out. Most of the time, I spent 5 days in Bali with a friend, and then I was 2 days in Tokyo and 2 days in Hong Kong by myself.
Okay.
So I went downstairs in this bar. I order a beer, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, huh, there's not a lot of dudes in here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, clearly. These women are all prostitutes. So I went to the bathroom. I'm sitting in a urinal. Another white guy next to me was like, all right, just so I'm positive, all these women are prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, it's Monday, dude. What do you think? And I was just like, good point. So then I just like, I want to finish my beer. I ended up having 2 beers because some girl just started massaging my neck. And about 5 girls told me I look like a famous movie star. Like
you
Brad
are
Pitt
you are a famous movie star. Yeah. You famous white men.
Yeah. So I had 2 beers and I got the fuck out of there because if I had a third, I probably would have gotten blown.
Oh my God. So this so far.
Because they were hot, but they just looked like, all right, like they were Asian, obviously, but they just looked like some girls that were like going out to skank around in like Midtown. You know what I mean?
Sure. So, like club girls, right?
Yeah, but they were. But you know what's weird? It's the only bar I went to in Hong Kong, and in Bali they don't do this either. Nobody hangs out at the bar in a lot of these places.
What do you mean?
Like, that was the only place I went to where people were standing around the bar. You go to these places and people just get table service. No, there's not even seats at bars.
Like people, no stools?
Like people don't do it. They sit at. They get tables.
That's really weird.
It's strange. It's not a very social bar scene out there.
I wouldn't be able to handle the culture shock.
People go in, I think people just kind of interact at the arcade, because that happened in Tokyo. I was chilling at the arcade. I was talking to some people.
Just hanging out at the arcade, not getting blown.
Not getting blown. I went to a pachinko parlor.
How was that? Was that cool?
It was kind of cool.
Did you win any pachinko money?
No, I lost a bunch of pachinko money.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I lost money at a cockfight in Bali, too.
You were in a cockfight?
I went to a cockfight.
First of all, how'd you find out about the cockfight? A, B, it was how right was
by,
the cockfight?
It was right by this dude's house, and he was just like, yeah, white guys are welcome in this cockfight.
So there are some cockfights where whites aren't welcome.
I think so. But this one is very white friendly.
And should you bet money on the cocks?
I lost money at the cockfight, too. That sucks. Apparently, I didn't bet with the house. I was just betting with people around me.
Uh-huh.
Who didn't speak any English. We were just kind of pointing.
Sure.
But apparently there's like 50... Some guy spoke enough English to tell us that there's 50-something rules for all the different bets you can make with
what?
The house.
What?
Yeah. So, just throwing this out there. I was in Bali for 5 days, including like having a place to stay, a nice place to stay,
yeah.
And having like... I had a scooter for the entire time rented.
Nice.
Fucking... I spent under $300, and I was on vacation.
And you were going out just fucking...
Yeah, I didn't drink too much, and one night I went out drinking, it was free. I mean, that's not what the vacation was for. I could drink a lot here.
It's vacation.
Mr. Cleanse.
It's vacation. You gotta drink more.
No, but I was doing vacation shit. Like, I obviously didn't cook any meals for myself, you know what I mean? Like, I was eating out and fucking... I went snorkeling. I went whitewater rafting.
You had some nice activities for yourself.
Yeah, I did a lot of nice activities, and I'm telling you, like, under $300.
Is it just everyone poor there? Is everyone destitute?
Dude, you know how when you file the customs paper to get in at most countries, it says $10,000? You can't bring more than $10,000 in without declaring it?
Yeah.
There, it's 250 American dollars.
What?
Yeah, because that's like over... That's like 3 million rupiah.
What?
It's crazy.
How much is a beer there? Fucking free?
No, beers are expensive because it's a majority Muslim country.
What?
Yeah, but
so
you
how
can
do you
get,
drink?
You can get this stuff called Arak, which is the local moonshine,
oh
which I found
God.
Real quick. So I was drinking some moonshine out there.
Yeah.
I brought some duty-free whiskey. People were pretty hyped about that.
Oh, shit. I should have told you to give me some cigarettes. Fuck.
Yeah, well, you didn't think of it. I got myself some Cuban cigars.
Well, there you go. Yeah. All right.
But, yeah. And also, I met some guys. Like, it's really hard to get drugs there. You can get killed for, like, coke.
Yeah.
But I met a dude, like, third night there who was like, yeah, man, I'll take you. Like, it was like a white dude, British guy. He was like, yeah, man, I got a pharmacy. They'll sell you whatever you want.
Oh, boy.
And, like,
you didn't go to the pharmacy.
The quality. No, I should have. I did go to another pharmacy randomly and just ask for my thyroid medicine, and I bought my thyroid medicine, like, no problem.
That's so weird.
It's great.
It's so because
they know.
Weird.
Look, man, here's the thing about Asia. It's
you
the
get
one.
Blown
it's
everywhere.
It's the one place where neither of us could possibly be cops.
Oh, that's a good point.
So
yeah.
Like, we're walking around and people just want to sell you drugs. Like, yeah. I got offered heroin like 50 times in
and
Hong Kong.
You only accepted about 12.
Yeah. Nah, in Hong Kong, everybody who hustles there is like this are like Nepali fucking guys, and they start off the pitch is always the same. My friend, you need a nice tailored suit? You need a nice tailored? No,
kinda.
I'm good, man. I don't need a tailored suit. How about a nice shirt, man, with a monogram shirt?
Yeah.
No. Watches? No, I don't want any watches. Something special? By special, I mean hashish, marijuana, cocaine. Charlie horse? I'm like,
oh,
Charlie
man.
Horse? You
damn,
got double
son.
Heroin, son? I want that
damn.
Double heroin.
That double dope. That's funny.
Yeah, and then like yeah, it's, but yeah, I'm telling you. So, but Bali though, like let's say our Patreon got to like $1,500 a month.
Okay,
we could move to Bali, no problem.
I guess we have a new goal, everyone. Moving to Bali.
And look, here's the thing though, we're gonna have to leave our lives behind. You know that, right? Like if we move to Bali to do a podcast, we have to leave our lives behind.
That's fine.
But you know something? There's always rotating in. Like here's the thing. There's always like there's one area. That's just drunk-ass Australians.
Just Australians. Oh, I guess it's closer to Australia, so all the Australians go over there,
yeah,
right?
It's their Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So there's always drunk Australian girls falling all over the place. So
oh,
you
they
go
get
over there.
Fucked up, too.
Then I got the pharmacy hookup, so now you just be that guy there. Or you could play it the other way, right?
Yeah.
There's this place called Ubud, right?
Ubud, yeah, of course.
Which just looks like New Paltz.
What?
I swear to God, you just go there. You could pretend to be like an art fag, right?
Well, I don't like using the word the other F word, but I could be an art student, sure.
Fez is retired. We can get back to basics around here.
I'm not going
to
say that, but go ahead.
All right. So there's just this constant influx of 22-year-old white girls who are just looking for a deep experience in Bali.
Australians?
No, like from all over. British, Russian. There's a lot of Russians there.
Oh, dope. Yeah. You know, Bali was so fucking balling out. I know
it's not balling out. That's the point.
I mean, yeah. All right. Good point. Well, I didn't realize it was such a crazy-ass cheap party city.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I mean, like I said, booze is expensive, but like food is dirt cheap.
Good.
Yeah.
What about human life? Is that cheap?
Probably.
Did you go to any bars where you could have gotten blown?
Where I could have gotten blown?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I went to some of those drunk Australian people bars.
Oh, good. Good. Stay with your whites. Stay with the white people.
I mean, like, yeah,
possible.
I went there one night. I mean, there's not a lot of... That's the thing. Is like, there's some dive bars, But it's just kind of like some dudes, and then they're selling that moonshine stuff I was telling you about.
It's weird. Yeah. It's kind of sketchy, actually.
The cockfight got a little sketchy. Like, once the cockfight ended and all the cockfight aficionados were gone, they had this other thing that kind of is like a roulette kind of game.
Russian roulette is what you're talking about.
No, it's different. It's
fucking, you were in Deer Hunter, basically.
I basically was in Deer Hunter. But that's when it started getting sketchy, because that's when there's all the degenerate gamblers, and we started getting like iced a little, and I was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Let's, the cockfighting's gone, let's get out.
I felt a lot safer when there was chickens being murdered here.
Yeah, so they fought to the death, the cocks?
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
No, but there was a guy skinning them and like butchering them on the side, like they were gonna eat all those roosters.
Oh,
all
right, that's good. Yeah. Okay.
They weren't just throwing them out like they used to do in Brooklyn back in the day.
Kind of like Native Americans, you know, they use all parts of the animal.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta keep that, protect that soul of the beast.
But yeah, Bali's a cool place. Tokyo is way quieter than, like, you would expect.
Really?
Yeah, where I stayed in
Shinjuku. What days were you there?
I was there only Monday and Tuesday.
All right.
But Shinjuku Station, which is, like, their Times Square, is fucking insane. I was there for, like...
There's always a shot in the movies of the crazy crossroads where fucking so many people are walking by.
Yeah. It's, like, over there. And that's, like, pretty crazy. But, like, I walked... Like, when you walk in between the neighborhoods, everything is very... It's weird how quiet, eerily quiet it is. Like, I walked from place to place a lot over the course of 2 days. Like, I checked out, like, 4 or 5 different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're walking to the different centers of these neighborhoods, everything is so quiet. And even in some of them, like, I was in Ryugoku because I went to see, like, a sumo practice.
What about Goku? I watched Dragon Ball Z.
That's the name of this place, Ryugoku.
That's pretty dope.
I was like, well, that's the illest fusion that they could possibly do.
Hell yeah.
Unless they could somehow do Akuma Vegeta. That should be a place.
Oh, or just Chun-Li. Chun-Li Blanca. Oh, wait, no, that's just 2 Street Fighter characters. Never mind.
You fucked it up. You ruined everything.
God, why am I so bad at thinking of things to say? This is terrible.
I don't know. It's your whole job.
All right, so you were fucking in Ryugoku.
Yeah, and I went to see some sumo. Like, that place is just dumb. Like, I'd imagine during sumo, like, they say 20 of the 45 professional sumo stables in Japan are all in that neighborhood. Yeah. So I guess during sumo season, it's popping. But it wasn't that crazy while I was there. Like, at night during sumo tournaments, it's probably crazy.
Yeah.
But it was pretty quiet over there. And then I walked through a few other neighborhoods. And it's, like, eerily quiet. Like, people are not out. Like, obviously, I went to a fish market that was fucking a bunch of people just grabbing for free samples.
How was the sushi there? I mean, it's such a stupid fucking question.
It was great at the fish market. I honestly really liked. Like, I was saying before, I got this fatty tuna for, like, the equivalent of, like, $4, something that's like $20 a piece, equivalent of what would be $20 a piece.
Was it expensive in Tokyo? Was it like New York?
Cabs are relatively cheap, which was good.
You said Uber, son.
I was just, there's cabs everywhere. I was just hailing cabs.
All right.
But like dinner is kind of expensive, but it wasn't crazy. Like, beers were like the equivalent of $5. But the thing is with all these places, because the exchange rate, I'm dropping like thousands of yen. By the end of it, I was like, wait, what's... I had a currency converter on my phone, and I was just like, what the fuck is worth what? Like, I was like... Because I was like, I kept saying to my buddy in Indonesia, I was like, wait, this guy wants 10,000 of these? And he's like, that's 70 cents.
Oh, my God.
Like...
What the hell?
There's just these dudes in Bali that just put on, like, parking attendant shirts.
That sounds pretty cool.
And they just, like... take a 1,000 rupiah from you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's bullshit, though. He's like, it's 7 cents. Who cares? Like, maybe, like, that guy sitting there will stop somebody from breaking into your scooter.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was like, all right, I guess it's fucking...
Yeah, just hit him off, bro. Hit him off with fucking 7 cents. It'll be just a cheapskate. You're on vacation.
The coins are worth so little that they feel like fake plastic coins.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Did you bring any back?
Yeah, I got some.
Good. Good. I want us to spend some somewhere in New York. Gotta find some sort of Bali bar. Indonesian shit, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm telling you, there's certain Indonesian food that I think can make so much money to these like hipsters. They do they do this pork dish where it's just different pieces of pork all on a plate. Like, they'll give you like a piece of crispy skin, some blood sausage, like a piece of fried crispy intestine, like it looks like pork rind.
Yeah.
And then like they'll give you a piece of like the liver, and then then they'll give you some shredded pork meat, a slice of pork leg, and then like this like relish that they make out of the pork blood.
Jesus,
so good.
Fucking ridiculous.
Dude,
amount of pork.
$1.50.
But I thought you were in Indonesia. That was all Muslim. How could they be taking swine?
Bali is Hindu.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went to a bunch of like Hindu temples and shit, which were fucking cool.
Yeah.
So like Omak and shit.
All right. Yeah. Omak's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that the fucking elephant with all the arms?
No, that's Vishnu. That's Vishnu. Omak was from Legends of the Hidden Temple on Nickelodeon.
Never mind. I'm retarded. I don't get jokes or references. Well, that sounds pretty awesome, though. It sounds like I had a great time.
Yeah, I did have a really good time. It was a good trip.
How many CDs do you think you have?
All of them.
Oh, yeah. They're just getting blown constantly. Yeah. I'm like, I'm in a bar. I think I'm going to get blown. I got to get out of here. No wonder you weren't drinking. Everyone's just trying to fucking suck your dick if you're an American.
Dude, it's fucking weird. Like, just because, like, I'm a white guy traveling alone, so they just assume, and in Asia, they
sex
just assume
tourist,
I'm there for
you're a fucking sex tourist.
Dude, I'll tell you the thing that's fucking annoying in Tokyo is that all the strip clubs, they're not allowed to solicit, like, women are not allowed to solicit their own services.
Uh-huh.
So they hire these, like, Cameroonian, like, dudes, like, African dudes.
Yeah.
And they're like, my brother, let me talk to you. Where you from? And I'm just like, the same way guys sell mixtapes on the street here.
Oh, God.
And, like, they're just like, yo, you want to come to the I'm like, no. I at one point told the guy, I was like, you know what? Because I passed him a few times. There's, like, not a lot. Like, all these streets are, like, alleys intertwined and shit.
Yeah.
So I ended up passing this guy. I was like, you know something? I probably would have went into this strip club because I've passed it three times if you weren't so fucking annoying. Like, just so, because, you know, I'll walk into a strip club. I'll drop a couple $100. I'll just walk right out. I don't give a fuck. I'm making it rain.
I know. You make it rain. You love strip clubs. I get it. I know.
I'll do that. I'm just saying. I was lonely.
You're that guy.
I was lonely. I was by myself. I'll go into a strip club. Fucking, I'll see some titties. I got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I don't like the pitch. And it just makes the place seem like I'm going to get robbed. It just, like, and I try to explain it. Like, one of these guys came up to me. And they'll follow you for, like, a fucking block talking to you. And I mean,
Jesus Christ, get off your dick.
Yeah,
is it Target white dudes?
Yeah, it's just really fucking annoying. And I finally was just like, dude, you got to understand something. Like, where I come from, what you're doing means that this is a bad product.
I'm going to teach you a little something about marketing, sir.
Yeah, like, it's not, you're not helping yourself. Like, the more you bother me, the more you're hurting yourself. Like, they just don't fucking get it.
Oh, no, man, maybe we should go out there and open a strip club. Maybe instead of going to Bali and open up a pork stand, we should just open a strip club in Tokyo.
I think we should open up a Balinese pork stand in Williamsburg. I think we'll cake off. Instead of charging $1.50 for a bowl, just charge $14. Those fucking idiots will pay it. We'll tell the story about how I was a chef traveling through Asia and I learned how to make this.
Holy shit, that's fucking great.
It's also not untrue. Like,
and I'll just be, you know, I'll be that guy. You know, I'll be that guy who's, like, drunk in the corner.
That's what every place needs. That
I'm there, bruh. So what kind of percentage am I getting off the pork store? Like, fucking 20%?
I think we'll go a little closer to 10, maybe.
Oh, man, it sounds fun as fuck to go to Asia.
Yeah, it was fun. And I'll be honest, like, I kind of liked traveling alone. It was, like, all right, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, like, you travel with your buddies, and then it's, like, it turns into this thing where you're just trying to get drunk. Whereas I was kind of just trying to see cool shit and eat good food because I guess by myself.
If I was traveling by myself, I wouldn't get as drunk as I normally would.
Like, I drank every day, and I pretty much, like, I drank.
Smoke,
like,
weed every day, too.
Yeah, I drank a little bit all day. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't get drunk.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Whereas, like, I didn't have a single, which adds to, I didn't have a single hangover on vacation for the first time in my entire life.
Oh my God! Are you growing up? Are you becoming an adult?
No, I was just lonely.
Jesus Christ! Speaking of which, I'm on my cleanse.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
And
you haven't had no Malibu,
no Malibus,
no Hennessy,
no Incredible Hulks,
no Incredible Hulks,
no Nutcrackers.
Oh, what? No Cosmos?
No Cosmos. No Mad
Chocolatinis. How about Chocolatinis,
bro? Nothing. I got nothing.
No, what about, you know, you gotta get your vitamins. You ain't have no Bloody Marys.
No Bloody Marys.
How you gonna get your vitamins though, dog?
I guess from fucking vegetables and eat them instead of drink them for once.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
You dumb son. I've been to a restaurant and a bar since being on my cleanse. And I found out recently that last year I didn't drink for 6 years, for 6 weeks, and I went out to bars occasionally, and I would just drink club soda, and it would be $1. I'd say, hey, can I get a club soda? Thank you. It was $1. Both one restaurant and one fucking bar charging $4 for a goddamn club soda.
Well, restaurant, I understand.
What kind of shit? It's club soda. It's fizzy water.
What restaurant and what bar? And where were they?
I was at some bar downtown Tribeca. And
Tribeca, yeah, definitely $4.
But it was like a dive bar. It was a dive bar.
Nancy's Whiskey Pub?
No.
Because they wouldn't have charged you at all.
Bell Rev or something? I don't know.
Yeah, but that's like a dive bar that caters to people that are leaving trendy bars.
Shit, bro. All right, so that was one place. And then I was... And then I went to a restaurant over in the Bowery. So fucking...
Who said... What is this? The 70s? Who says the Bowery?
I say the Bowery,
Lower East Side?
Right?
Is that what you mean?
Yes, Lower East Side. Okay. The Bowery. I say the Bowery, all right? Because I am fucking...
Sorry, Lou Reed.
And then they charged me... It was a restaurant, $4 for a...
What restaurant?
The Boil.
Oh, you love that place, too. But yeah, they're Asian in there, right?
Yeah, they're Asian.
Yeah, that's why. Come back from Asia. I know everything's a fucking hustle, these motherfuckers.
God damn it.
Bo Innovation, 3 Michelin star restaurants. I'm telling you, best food I've ever had.
Best food.
Worst service I've ever had in a Michelin star restaurant.
What kind of what was it? Hong Kong food?
Yeah, I mean they did some shit. They said I sent you the picture of that like baby food.
Oh yeah,
you know like,
oh, that was from that spot.
Yeah, yeah. So they did this like spam and egg sandwich, which is like a dim sum bun kind of thing.
Okay,
as baby food with black truffle in it.
What?
And like croutons.
Well, describe the picture you sent me.
It just looks like a jar of baby food, but it says Bobo Spam and Egg Extreme Chinese Baby Food.
And it was filled with black truffle?
Loaded with black truffle. It was delicious. You would have loved it.
Holy
dicks. It was crack. So they also had this thing.
Did you bring some back for me?
No.
I
ate the shit out of that, dog.
Did you bring me back any souvenirs?
I didn't bring you back anything. What'd you bring me back from Budapest?
You're such
nothing.
A dick.
The clap. That's
you're
what you
such
brought
a
me.
Dick. Yeah, that's right. When you blew me, son, dig some clap in your mouth. All right, fucking. All right, so best movie ever. Best movie ever. What am I talking about?
Best food ever. Fucking, they had this thing, it was like supposed to be like a pork bun, you know, like the baked pork buns.
Yeah.
So it's just this little ball, like gelatinous ball. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I eat it one bite. It was the most flavor explosion in my mouth. I swear to God, no homo. I swear to God,
no
though,
hobo, you mean.
It was fucking delicious. It just like massively tasted like the most delicious pork bun I ever had. This one little bite.
It was a ball? It was
just this little ball.
So like, there's
and then fucking... it popped on my tongue, and I was like, holy shit, that's fucking delicious. Like,
damn.
Probably the best taste bite of lobster I've ever had was one of the dishes. The only,
how many courses was it?
It was 12. There was one course I didn't really like that much, and it was like it was an oyster. It was a broiled oyster with beef tongue over it, and it was like chewy with chewy, and I didn't really like the double chewy.
Okay. No double chewy for Chris.
Yeah, that was the only thing. But
like single chew.
Single chewy. But, you know, like I said, they're still Chinese, so yeah. It's the constant upsell. Oh, you're done with your beard. You want a champagne? Like, no. Just bring me another beer. I'll probably have a whiskey when I'm done eating. Like,
really?
And then at the end, they're just like, oh, do you want our, like, special tea? And I'm like, no. Like, you know, like, normally when you don't order the supplement on a menu?
Yeah.
They just, like, realize that you haven't ordered it and move along?
Uh-huh.
Not in China.
They're like, yo.
They're just like, don't you want the supplement? And you're like, no. I would have fucking said that.
Yeah.
That's how this interaction goes. You're not supposed to shame me, but they're still Chinese, so they're still pushy. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And then at the end, they give you a bunch of, like, free Chinese candy, right?
Mm.
And then they're just like... Then they're just like, oh, also we have this. And I like grab this box. I'm like, this is empty. He's like, oh, no, that's like we sell turnip cake. And I'm like, I'm not trying to buy a cake from you, motherfucker. I just spent $3.50 on dinner.
For one person?
Yeah.
You should have gotten the turnip cake, though.
I don't want to spend $20 on a fucking turnip cake.
You should have got the turnip cake.
Does turnip cake sound good to anybody listening to this podcast?
Just said
post a poll on Reddit.
You just said it was the best food you ever had.
It probably would have been pretty good.
Thank you. You should have gotten the goddamn turnip cake. We could be having that turnip cake right now. You could just come in your
that
fridge.
That was like my first night there. You think that shit would still be around? I would have dropped it on the floor.
No. You would have had it. Don't worry. How is the security going through different airports over there in Asia?
I didn't spend more than 10 minutes getting through security,
God,
including at JFK.
They make you take your shoes off? And
Nowhere except JFK did I have to take
God,
my shoes off.
So ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Take my fucking belt off, pants falling down.
Yeah.
Fucking, just, fucking
yeah, I'd have to take my belt. Oh, I usually wear sweats when I'm going to the airport.
Because you're a baller. Because you know how to fucking travel, dude. You're a fucking
traveler. You don't do that?
No, I'll wear pants. I'll wear like a pair of jeans.
For like for more than a 3-hour flight?
I've definitely worn fucking jeans for like an 8-hour flight.
Wildin', dog.
I know. Well, I like a pair of trousers. You know, that's me.
Wildin', you got sweats, linen pants. I was rocking linen pants. I don't fuck this shit.
It's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Yeah. I'm not trying to. In Japan, I had to change. I brought like jeans because I just I checked my bags. I was gonna be there shortly. I just brought like I packed an overnight bag in my book bag for Hong Kong and Japan, and just checked my larger bag for Bali.
Yeah,
fucking. So like, yeah, I was just changing in airports because I was like, because it was cold in Japan. It was cold in Hong Kong and in Japan.
How cold was it? Tell me.
It was like in the Here's the thing. It was crazy. It was in the 30s in Tokyo, but it fucking felt warmer than like the 50s do here. It's fucking weird.
That's probably the radiation from that plant fucking melting down.
I hope so. Maybe that's all the tingling in my crotch.
You probably have cancer now.
Oh,
it's fine. We'll get through it, dude.
Cool.
Don't worry.
Thank God. I want to make it to next week so we can make this big announcement.
Me and you are gonna figure it all out. Trust me. All right. Yeah. It's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. What was I fucking gonna say? Oh, Jesus Christ. I feel fucking crazy. P Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
There it is.
And Instagram.com/High Society Radio.
Which hasn't been updated in a while. You said you were going to manage that Instagram.
I'm going to manage some dope shit. Don't worry. I'm going to fucking get some new
shit.
Because
like we had some fan art that you were supposed to post on there. You never posted it.
I got fan farts inside of me.
Feeding the ghosts still?
Oh, did you try to pass that around in Asia? Feeding the ghost?
They don't speak our language. They're not going to get it.
What about the expats?
That's true. I should have done that.
Did you show the expats?
In Bali, I did.
Were they cool?
Yeah.
What were their reasons for getting the fuck out of America or wherever the fuck they were got out of?
A lot of them were just in school over there. A lot of them were in the same music program that my buddy was in. Some of them just went back because it's cheap. I met a lady who does research articles. That's how she makes a living, and it's just cheap to live in Bali. Like, you know, the little bit of money she makes like selling like journalism pieces, she can live there in fucking paradise. So she does.
Is it paradise? Is it really nice there?
Dude, it's weird. Like, the first day I was driving around, like I got there at night the first night, but the next day we were riding around, and I was just kind of thinking, like, it's so nice there that they don't care about making their shit nice. Like, that's how beautiful it is there. Like, it's like...
It's like what shit is shitty?
Tropical.
Then?
Like, I mean, like, houses are small, like, things are run down, like, you know what I mean? Like, one thing I'll say is, like, it's kind of weird. Like, the houses there... Everybody has their own like living quarters, but like the living room is like an outdoor living room. Like, it's very outdoor focused because most of the year it doesn't rain, and it never gets cold.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking tropical. Like they have a rainy season.
Crazy.
Dude. They have a rainy season which lasts 2 to 3 months.
This sounds nuts.
Like, I was in this dude's living room and it was just like an outdoor gazebo, but he's got like a TV in there and shit. And we're chilling.
I don't know, man. I guess, is that the play? Is that the move to just go there?
I'm telling you, get this Patreon money up and let's move to Bali.
That's it. Everyone heard us. We're going to Bali. I guess we're going to just get that Patreon money
and
live there.
And then we could do more than one show a week.
Oh, yeah, because we won't have shit to do besides hang out in Bali and do Bali shit.
Exactly. And there ain't much to do. We go to cockfights on Sunday, so we won't be doing shows on Sunday.
So cockfight Sundays. Yeah. That'll be like our big night out.
Yeah, like during the week. Yeah, and you know, won't be able to watch football. It's on at different times.
No, dude,
like, I didn't see even 1 second of the Super Bowl.
You're so weird. What were you doing during this? What time was it? What was the time difference in Bali?
It's like 12 hours ahead. So it was like the morning.
So
when
you
the Super
must have
Bowl
been asleep during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
You must have been all tuckered out.
Yeah. Even if I was awake, I would have rather like gone to the beach because I was in fucking Bali than watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then
with a bunch of people who don't watch football.
But then you wouldn't have fucking seen fucking Pepe Manning take it home.
That's true.
You wouldn't have seen him win, baby. Come on. Come on.
Was his third win?
It's his second Super Bowl win, his fourth Super Bowl appearance.
Ah.
Fun facts for you, Chris.
Yeah, super fun. I have an old Peyton Manning jersey in my house when he was on the Colts.
Do you have a fucking Peyton Manning jersey?
I do.
You should have brought it with the fucking goddamn Bali, so you just rocked it during the Super Bowl. It would have been hysterical.
Yeah, but it's not a Broncos jersey.
It doesn't matter. It still would have been Manning.
True.
Who cares?
True. I should just like walked around and got breakfast that morning, see if anybody understood what the fuck I was doing.
I just think you're a fucking crazy asshole.
Yeah.
Which you are. So I don't know what I'm going to do about this. If I'm going to be fucking sober for 8 weeks, I better find places where...
Club soda's cheaper?
Yeah, club soda is like
I told you my
free.
Game plan. Like,
what's your game
plan? On the rare time I'm not drinking, I go get a club soda. Just tip $5 on that first club soda,
uh-huh.
And the guy will just... charge you a buck for the next, or he won't charge you at all and just throw him a buck or two for the rest of the club sodas.
I gotta start doing that.
That's it. I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
Love a club soda and lime.
Because, you know, bars don't really check if they're giving out free club sodas. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If anything, they're just like, yo, there's a lot of club soda missing, and I noticed you sold some box of sodas. Like, good job ripping those motherfuckers off.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the worst that dick manager will say.
Everyone loves a vodka soda, huh? Everyone loves one.
Local.
SoCal is what I like to say.
All right. You know our buddy who, straight whiskey guy, short dude, straight whiskey guy since we were like 16. Like, literally was like hardcore drugs more than anybody else that we'd ever chill with.
Uh huh, yeah.
Okay, he has been trying to lose weight because he kicked the drugs, so he gained a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
So he's been trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
He's drinking vodka sodas. It's fucking weird.
It's not good.
It's fucking weird that dude drinks vodka sodas.
It's like,
but now he just gets fucked up because he drinks like 10 vodka sodas.
He's not gay, he's not a girl. So that's the only people.
It's just weird, right?
That's the people who drink vodka sodas.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to drink that beer. You got to drink that whiskey. So whiskey has calories in it. That's what you're trying to tell
whiskey
me.
Whiskey has more carbs and calories than vodka.
Is that bad?
I guess.
But whiskey tastes good.
It tastes better than vodka soda, that's for sure.
I tell you. It's fucking delicious, smoky goodness. God damn.
Yeah, this is a person who dips, and he's trying to lose weight by drinking vodka soda.
Should I start drinking again? If it's been 5 days.
I mean, how do you feel?
I still feel fucking crazy.
How's your hands?
My hands are okay.
Because I noticed there were some typos in that email you sent me yesterday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is getting bad. I think I need a vacation. I think I need to go to Bali.
You should. You should go to Bali.
How much was airfare to Bali? Fucking $40.
It was expensive,
bucks?
No.
God damn it. Son of a bitch. Can I take a boat there? Is that cheaper?
You could work on a steamship. You can pay your way.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll
just shovel coal on a steamship to Bali.
Maybe I'll just go off the grid and I'll start a fucking coal shoveling podcast on a fucking boat.
Shortwave. It'd have to be shortwave.
Ah, whenever we pull in the port, I'll find some free Wi-Fi and upload it.
True.
Like, here's episode 17 of the Coal Shoveling Podcast. I think I have black lung.
I know a lady who runs a company where their whole thing is that they put Wi-Fi on ships, like shipping ships. She makes cakes, working ships? Yeah, she makes cakes.
Why don't we fucking work with her? Why don't we just find some ships to put Wi-Fi on?
Just be like, yo, these ships need podcasts, dog?
Yo, you guys fucking go crazy.
It would be
here, right?
Mad captive audience. No, they got nothing else going on.
There's like six of them on the ship. Let's talk shit about Jerry.
No, there's mad of them on those giant cargo ships.
I heard there was tiny crews on those things because it's all automated.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
I'm just saying.
Like, you don't know shit about the shipping industry.
I just know that lady makes bank.
All right, good for her. Good for her, lady who makes bank on putting Wi-Fi on the shipping ships.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better word than shipping ships. We sound like idiots.
Cargo ships. I said cargo ships. So you are saying shipping ships.
You sound like an idiot right now. Bali, you spent the most time in. Was that your favorite place?
Yeah, it's great there. Like, I mean, it's also because I was like hanging out with my buddy, but yeah, it's the most vacation-y place I went.
Yeah.
I
like going to a city for a vacation. I'd go to Tokyo for like 8 days.
Oh, I wouldn't go to Tokyo for eight. I wouldn't go to any city for 8 days.
Really?
Yeah, like I just wouldn't. I just, fuck care. By day five, I'd be like, fuck this place.
Let's keep on getting fucked.
Because the whole
thing
with the city is like you just kind of get the vibe of it, and then you're just like, okay, I got it. Like, fucking tropical place, you just sit in the fucking sun.
Yeah, but don't you get bored though? Because you're just sitting in the sun the whole time.
Like, there's other shit to do. Yeah. You can climb a fucking mountain or something.
Fuck that.
I live in a city. I live in one of the biggest cities in the world. You just gotta put a brace on that. Some compression therapy, dog. You're good.
All right, no doubt. I'm getting a lot of advice in this podcast. Feels pretty good. Yeah. Feels pretty good to learn things for once. As opposed to just giving out knowledge, as I usually do.
Well, a lot of people learned shit recently. Did you know that gravitational waves are real? I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what does that mean?
I think that helps get closer to a unified field theory.
What's that mean?
I have no fucking clue. But some
Looks
Einstein
like
shit.
You're not the most knowledgeable man alive.
I knew that much more than you did about it. Which is
knew. I was just pretending. It was Einstein's theory. They finally proved it right. Apparently, you could fucking people will be able to like look back in time to the fucking because two black holes combined and one another, and that made gravitational waves.
We're so good at science, bro. I just got back from Asia. I'm pretty qualified to do science.
I'm a science guy. That's me. Yeah. You know that about me, that I'm really good at science. Like, that's my thing. It's like, everyone has a science question, let's call Chris Stanley.
Yeah.
Because he
Drunk
knows.
Guy, the science guy.
No, I'm sober guy, the science guy now. I'm mad sober. My body is filled with club soda and limes and ice. Because after the club soda's gone.
Because you had scurvy and you needed all those limes.
No, because...
From working on your shipping ships, I believe you called them. That's a technical term, right?
Whenever I go out to sea, I say, fuck you, fruit. I'm getting out of here. That's what I say to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going back out to sea. Fuck
you. I'm going back out with all my semen.
Yeah. Get it? Get it, buddy? I bet you don't. You stupid fuck. What do you think Johnny's doing right now?
I mean, I would imagine he just got to Chicago a little while ago.
Yeah, what,
probably ate one of those hot dogs with a fucking pickle on it.
And one of that hot dog stand where people talk mean to you?
Probably. But I don't think that would go over too well with him.
Yeah.
I'm paying for this.
Yeah, I don't want to go someplace where I get insulted. I'm pretty polite.
That's part of the charm of it.
I'm pretty polite. Whenever I'm dealing with people in the service industry. Amongst friends and friends, I was about to say friends and family, but there is none. So amongst friends, I'm fucking not polite. I'm a jerk. But amongst people who don't know me, I'm pretty polite. I don't want to be fucking shitted on.
That's true.
I want to give you my money
or your food to be shitted on.
I don't want my food to be shitted on or me to be shitted on. Here's my money. Give me my food, dog. In this case, it's a hot dog. Burger King's making hot dogs now.
Yeah, you think they're gonna be good? No.
Do you want to get a couple with me? I realize that my favorite finger food is the cocktail weenie. And you know, like
for, oh, the pig in a blanket?
Pig in a blanket, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since I was a little kid, that's just shit.
This shit is so
you know what
good.
I like? I like a Nathan's hot dog nugget. You ever fuck with those?
No, I haven't,
They're
actually.
Mini corn dogs instead of pigs in a blanket.
I'm not a fan of a corn dog.
Yeah, but it's like a nugget.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer a fucking tiny little hot dog and a puff pastry.
Yeah, puff pastry is the way to go.
It's mad delicious. Fucking throw some mustard up on that bitch.
Some honey mustard? No, you don't fuck with honey mustard, right?
I mean, I'll fuck with honey mustard on some fucking chicken strips, chicken fingers, but I'm not fucking with honey mustard on a hot dog. Give me that fucking Dijon, dog. Give me that brown mustard. Give me
yeah,
that
I like it spicy. I like a spicy brown.
Spicy shit.
Yeah, I like a deli mustard on a hot dog.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's mad good. Yeah. Fucking makes me mad satisfied. That's why I hope fucking...
It's the Fat Guys Talking About Fat Things podcast. Chris and Chris. Fuck Johnny.
Fucking hot dogs, dude, with mustard. They're so good. So that's after this, we're going to go to Burger King. We're going to get fucking, what, half dozen hot dogs just to make sure, you know, we don't get a bad one, you know?
Yeah, just make sure. Half a dozen hot dogs.
Can I have 6 hot dogs, please? Thank you. And can I get an entire jar of spicy brown mustard?
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to dip the hot dog into the fucking jar of mustard. Oh, there's all these toppings in the mustard. Just fucking dip around them, dude. I can't wait. I can't wait to do that.
Oh, I found something that you'd be interested in. Because I know you're always trying to make new career moves.
I'm not interested in anything, but let's go.
All right. So you can take a class starting in like a month.
Yeah.
We can learn how to 3D print organs.
Like fucking, I don't have to be a doctor to do that. I don't know.
Dog, anybody can roll in this class.
It seems like it's going to be stealing a lot of people's money. Because fucking most people don't know how the fucking inside of an organ works.
Well, I mean, you just got to learn how to 3D print the motherfucker.
I'd rather just go to drone pilot school. I think those are going to be the only two.
I mean, why? Can't you do both? Can't you, like, all right, like, you fly a drone with a 3D printer on it to a hospital to drop off 3D printed hearts? Like, that seems like probably the best way to go into the future of business.
Yeah.
Like, the healthcare field is expanding all the time. I always hear that on business podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, 3D printing and drones are just so hot right now.
So we need to get our drone piloting license.
And then learn how to, and then we got to take this class together. This online, it's a free online course.
On it's an online course of 3D print organs.
It's free 3D.
Looks
free.
Like we're going to get in the online drone.
And you know, you can fly a drone and operate a 3D printer from Bali.
Oh, shit.
So, and like, you think, figure one 3D printed heart, that's like 20 Gs. We had 20 Gs in Bali.
Yo, like, this is such a good idea. Yo. Because look.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. Beachfront estates start at 70K. It's like 4.8 billion rupiah. And I did the math. I was like, that's like 70K.
How much down? Well, like 10? 10,
who cares? 10. Let's just buy that straight cash, dog.
Okay, when we deliver a few of these fucking hearts and livers, we're going to be fucking banked up.
I'm saying.
And look, the drone, like, you ever see, like, when they can deliver hearts via helicopters and shit?
Yeah.
We deliver the fucking 3D printed organs via drone.
Exactly.
And we're so smart, and then we're so rich, and it's all thanks to this online course.
FutureLearn.com for anybody looking for a free bio.
I want to learn about the fucking future, Chris.
Dude, FutureLearn.
FutureLearn.com?
First of all, they had the foresight. That's how well they know about the future. They had the foresight to get the domain name FutureLearn.com.
Jesus
Christ.
So
I'm trusting these motherfuckers from Jump Street.
They're so fucking smart. And I feel so stupid for not being on top of this. I feel stupid for not buying FutureLearn.com, because I could be making 3D printed fucking organs right now. You want an eyeball? I got you. Don't worry. An eyeball's an organ, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hell yeah. And then
you don't have to have those fucking creepy Jerry Orbach eyeballs that he gave away on the fucking subway for some reason.
No. You don't want to do that. And then if you get pink eye, replace that shit with your 3D printed fucking eyeball.
Oh, fuck yeah. You could have done a podcast last week if we had this shit going.
Thank you.
The streak would still be even more alive.
It's definitely still alive, though, sort of. Sort of, kind of alive. You know, right? Just cut some fucking slack. We got vacation, sickness. Johnny's a weirdo. Why did Johnny want to go to fucking Chicago?
I think he's been wanting to go visit a buddy out there for a while. I don't know why they're staying in a hotel instead of their friend's house.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of, like, that's all these vacations I've been taking. I've been staying with friends to keep it cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're frugal. You're a frugal dude.
That's what I'm saying.
You're smart. You're a chiseler, all right? You're cheap. Okay, I get it. You fucking,
hey, listen, people want people to come visit them.
You know how to cut corners. I get it. I know. All right? Fucking Johnny.
You fat cats didn't finish your plankton.
That's right. Fucking Johnny just likes to fucking spend. I'm like, Johnny, that fucking money's burning a hole in your pocket, dog. What are you doing to yourself?
It is true. Every time Johnny has money, like,
it goes fast.
Yeah. He just will.
I mean, faster than me, and I piss money.
Do you remember that time we went out on your birthday? Probably shouldn't say this on a podcast, but whatever. Remember that time we went out for your birthday, and he tried to be the baller and, like, took the check and tried to pay it, and his car just was like,
oh,
nah,
shit,
dog.
I forgot about that. Mad funny. Johnny,
I mean, very generous of him, but I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, there were six of us there.
Yeah. Balling out. Where did we go for that birthday?
David Burke Kitchen. That was where he had mango chutney for the first time.
Never shut up about it since.
I bought him some for Christmas.
Did he appreciate it?
Yeah. He didn't enjoy my... I got him some red bean paste, too. He just left it in my fridge.
At least he appreciated your mango chutney. He didn't even fucking masturbate to my Pornhub password or whatever.
He regifted it, though. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Not really. It just gives for a month once you activate it.
That's true.
That's it. What is the difference for a fucking Pornhub premium?
There's some videos that they don't have on regular Pornhub.
Oh, damn. But they're really good.
They weren't that good. They were all right, though. It was all right. It's a better interface.
Okay. All right. All
and
right.
There's no ads. There's no ads on the side.
All right.
And those right. ads are distracting because it's like, I want to click that. Where's that at?
Yeah, we talked about that, right? The fucking whoever the dude is who
Oh, edits. Yeah. Whoever makes those GIFs is a fucking GIF genius. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That guy just
How the fuck is that still his job? Like, just get... Like, why aren't you working for CNN or some shit?
He should
like,
be in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking to capture the fucking the best parts of porn so fucking well.
Yeah. You know what I always find very clever about those? You ever click on one of those ads?
Accidentally. I'll never actually click on it because I know it's all bullshit. All
right, yeah, obviously. You never, like, pay for the service.
Hell
but,
no.
like, you know, you, like, see the hot chick, and you're like, who's that chick? I've never seen her on any of these free sites.
Yeah.
If I click it, maybe it'll show me the title of the
oh,
video,
sure, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll be able to get her name. But they never bring you to that. So you would have to pay for it and then find that video
it's
so
like
you find out that bitch's name. Yeah,
they're fucking...
Yeah, they're fucking with you. It's fucking genius, man. I really respect these porno motherfuckers.
I guess, even though the industry's fucking falling apart.
It's not, though.
It isn't?
I don't really think so. Like, they're just finding new ways to make money.
I guess Pornhub's the new top dog, right? They're like the new Vivid or whatever.
Yeah, Pornhub's a multi-billion-dollar company.
That's what's up.
Brazzers makes, like, over $1 billion a year.
You got your Reality King
Bros? Hundreds of millions or some shit.
I know you're down with those guys.
Yeah, those guys are the shit, man. It's man reality and that shit. They're the kings of it. Imagine you were the king of all of reality. That's way better than being a regular king. I control black holes and shit, son.
Yeah,
fucking in. Thanos and shit.
Oh, my God. You gonna see Deadpool, bro?
I think I might go see Deadpool.
We should see it for Valentine's Day, me and you.
Oh, yeah, me and you. Well, he is red.
That's right. I like him a lot. Me likey. That's what I say all the time.
Really?
I literally say that all the time.
I think I met you in a bar in Hong Kong.
Were the prostitutes attractive?
Dude, hot.
Hot Asian prostitutes.
Hot. Right. And then I was at like some night market, and I was like, wow, that chick is hot. Just like looked dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked at me, and I was just like, oh, prostitute.
Ah, yes, prostitutes. All women in Asia are prostitutes.
No, there's plenty of non-Asian prostitutes. There's not, like...
All right, so, like, fucking, I always hear these weird stories about how fucking Japanese people are all fucked up, and they don't like sex or whatever. Like, did you have any interaction with, like, did you have any interaction with Japanese dudes or women? Like, fucking, were they odd at all?
I mean, I went to a bar. I talked to some people. They were all right. I mean, it's not like Hong Kong, I spoke to more people because everybody there speaks English.
Mm.
But in Japan, like, you know, I was bullshitting with, like, some bartenders and, like, randoms. People seem fine. A lot of people seem very weird in those pachinko places, like, very tuned into their pachinko machine.
Sure.
Like, and some guys were just, like, holding the button down, shooting balls, and just, like, doing shit on their phone. Just, like, money, just going
that's
away.
That's weird.
It's just, that's the legal way to gamble there. You know what I mean?
We should open a pachinko parlor.
I walked into a mad, shady slots parlor in fucking Hong Kong. I always stayed there for like a few minutes because I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
This doesn't look good.
Motherfuckers are eyeballing me. But they had some weird games in there. Like, you know that game? You ever go to like an arcade? Have you been to an arcade in the last like 6 years?
Yes.
All right, you know that game that gives mad tickets? It's like you got to shoot fish with a harpoon gun?
Oh, yeah.
That shit pays out money in Hong Kong.
What? Why?
I don't know. It was just in the slots parlor. I want some money on that. I was like almost scared to like I was like scared to make a lot of money because I felt like one of these guys because it was one of the shadier parts of Kowloon. It was like kind of deep, and I was just like, I don't know if
not
I should.
Too many white faces over there.
Well, in some parts, like there was like a night market that's like a tourist attraction, but I went like off the beaten path from that and just was like, I gotta walk into this shady looking place. Let me just fucking do it. You know me, I'll just walk into places I'm not supposed to be. Like I was in some bars where I was like the only white dude,
nice.
And I could tell they weren't touristy bars.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, this one place was on, like, the sixth floor of somewhere. And there's signs posted in every bar that it's, like, a $50,000 Hong Kong fine to smoke. And it's just, like, it's just filled with smoke when I walk into this place.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, and everybody's like, it's like,
What's this fucking cracker doing?
Yeah, and I just like, I'm going to sit and have a beer and get the fuck out of here.
Gaijin, son. That's what they call you in Japan, Gaijin.
Oh, a Japanese taxi driver actually called me Gaijin on the phone to somebody else.
Did you call him out on it?
No.
Like, yo.
He's a very efficient driver and very helpful.
Well, it's the Japanese. They're very efficient and helpful. Yeah. Of shit, yo, this is the end of the show already. This was fast as fuck.
Damn, we really just talked about my trip to Asia.
Well, you fucking went to Asia for 10 fucking days. I want to hear all about it, because I literally haven't asked you about it or talked to you about it fucking since. So I was waiting to fucking talk to you now about it.
That's true. We didn't even talk about the Amigo app, which is going to make us all Japanese anyway.
What's the Amigo app?
It's fucking, this is, you know how like the Japanese are fucking weird and pay for friendship online and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So fucking, this is an app that like when you move to a new city, you kind of like pay somebody to be your friend, and the guy who made it is like in hopes of like you pay a few hours of friendship, and then the guy will just then.
Can
this person
I apply
would,
to be part of this app so people can be my friend for and pay me money?
Dude, people will probably pay you money. You're on the radio.
Oh shit! I gotta join this fucking app. I'm fucking mad fun. Do they pay for my drinks and shit?
They pay you for your time.
Oh, shit.
So you just adjust your rate based on...
Yo, I'm going to fucking join this app. I'm going to be an Amigo. Is this, like, in New
York? Is this real? Yeah, I don't know if it's... Hold on, let me click the link here. I have it set up.
I'll fucking be a bullshit.
I don't know where they're beta testing. It doesn't seem to say. But yeah, why not? Amigo, you should try that. I mean, that's a good bit. That's a good experiment for the show.
No, it's a good way for fucking Stan Man to make a little extra cash for himself. You fucking pay me to be your friend. I mean, wouldn't you pay to be my friend? I mean, I'm fucking great. Loud,
I mean, I kind of do.
I'm obnoxious.
You don't really pick up a bar tab very often.
No. I'm not. Will you pick up my fucking club soda tab now?
Oh yeah, club soda tab.
Delicious club soda.
So you spent $60,000 on club soda tonight?
Not on me. I don't know. I'm fucking trying, just trying to stay hydrated, bro.
I like how you've talked about how like drinking like. 5 times on this podcast. You're like a few days into this cleanse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. This is fucking barely week 1, dude.
How long are you doing this for? Eight, all of Lent again?
No, 8 weeks. I'm doing it until April 1st.
Why did you agree to that?
Because fuck, I didn't agree to it. I made it myself in my own head. Last year I did 6 weeks. So I figured, all right, let's fucking do 2 months. Let's see if I can pull it off. I mean, I'm probably not going to be able to, but I'm going to go as far as I can to this fucking crazy wild-ass experiment.
Maybe you'll be like George Costanza in that episode of Seinfeld where he couldn't have sex, and then he got mad smart. So, like, you spend mad time thinking about drinking, but now you can't drink.
No. Instead of mad smart, I'm just going to get mad manic, even more so than I already am.
That's probably bad.
No, it's real bad. All right, that's it for us. We're done. We're out. This is this week's. Sorry for last week. Johnny will be back next week. On Twitter.
I have a feeling his vacation in Super Cold Chicago will be just as interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll have to do 3 shows on that.
Yeah, easily. I mean, one for every day that he's in Chicago.
One for every Backpage hooker he fucks. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn. Stay tuned for the big announcement.
Say goodbye.